The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, it's good to see everyone. Why don't we go ahead and get started together on the meditation? Welcome if you're just joining, and welcome also if you've been here for a few minutes. It's nice to see you in the chat. But now settling in, and if you're comfortable doing so, you can close your eyes. Just allow the body and the mind to settle into each other, bringing the mind into the present moment, this location, this time. Softening the eyes and the eye sockets. Maybe even feeling the body settle back slightly. I know I have a way of leaning forward a little bit when I'm on the computer sometimes. So just settling back, letting the body be upright and stable, and softening the muscles of the face, the eyes, the jaw. Inviting some ease through the neck, the shoulders, arms and hands. Down into the torso, the chest area, heart area, releasing the diaphragm and letting the belly area be softer, often a fair amount of habitual holding throughout the torso, and just inviting some ease. Down through the hip joints, feeling the contact with whatever we're sitting on. Letting the body release into that and be supported. And softening the legs and the feet. And again, broadening the attention to be aware of the whole body in the sitting posture, or whatever posture you're in. You could be lying down or even standing. Feeling the body as it is. And being at ease with how the body is. Maybe it's tired or has some pain. That's okay. Just invite ease in the mind about how the body is. And then also sensing how the mind is. Is there a dominant emotion right now, or mood? How's the energy level? Is the mind a little dull or tired? Or is it a little agitated from a lot of thinking? Just to know. And then noticing that as we do in this practice, we are aware of what's happening in body and mind. So there's mindfulness, a simple knowing of what's happening as it's happening. And sensing in the mind what mindfulness feels like right now. And in this meditation, we will gradually bring more and more into our awareness. There's always a lot happening at the sense doors, but we only pay attention to part of it. So we'll be exploring the whole range of what we can know. So beginning simply with sound, can hear the sound of my voice. Maybe there's birds or the sound of other people in the house. Sound of cars. Just opening to the field of sound as sound, without needing to have opinions about each sound that we hear. One quality of sound is that we don't know what sound is going to come next. We don't have much control. That can be useful to just sit and be receptive. Now, also opening attention to the sensations of the breath, breathing in and out as the body becomes more still, even a little bit. Often the breath is the largest movement that we feel. And just tuning in to the simple sensations of in and out breathing. And if you also hear sounds, that's fine, but it's also fine just to turn the attention to the breath. We can notice how the breath is a whole series of sensations, almost like a kaleidoscope cascading through the body. Slightly different each time, the way snowflakes are different. So like sound, there's kind of a varied landscape of the sensations of breathing. And opening the awareness further to include all the little sensations throughout the body. We might first notice that the breath isn't just in the physical lungs. It may feel like the breath energy spreads throughout the body, all through the torso, and even into the arms and legs and head. Or if that isn't quite evident, we also have the touch sensations of the contact points, the seat against the cushion, the legs or feet on the floor. Perhaps the hands are touching each other or the legs. There are a number of other physical body sensations that we can include in our growing range of awareness. And as we tune in with a generally receptive, even curious awareness, there can be a sense of ease. If we're just exploring the territory of sensations. Nothing needs to be changed. And now as we continue to open the awareness, we can bring in the field of emotions. We're now moving into the mind. We can sense if there's a mood overall, sadness or appreciation or interest. Or there may not be a dominant mood, may just be kind of neutral. And even so, we can also have short-term emotions passing through. A tickle of amusement at hearing something. Or a little bit of annoyance at a persistent pain. The emotions too are like a landscape, varied, changing. They're actually likened in the teachings to winds blowing through. And as with the other experiences, we just include them as something else to be noticed in mindfulness, along with body, breath, and sounds, if those are there too. And further opening our awareness, we can include the whole field of thoughts and volitions, very related to emotions, but still a broadening. So allowing even thought to arise and pass if it's there, and just be noticed as thought. Not so much the content of the thoughts, but the process of thinking. If it's there, maybe it isn't. One more thing to notice in the field of experience, it's part of being human. Can help to imagine the mind as a big, broad space or sky in which all these different experiences can be seen. The sounds coming and going, various body sensations, emotions, thoughts, all of them can arise, shift and change, and pass away in this broad space of the mind. And we don't have any preference for one thing over another. Whatever wants to come and whatever wants to go. If we find ourselves wishing for something to come or wishing for something to go, then the wish is what we notice. Oh, there's a volition or a wishing in the mind. One more thing to notice. And then one more thing that we can notice is the quality of knowing in the mind. There are all these things that we know, experiences, and there is also the knowing. Can we notice even the knowing part of the mind? So there's all the things that come and go in the sky, and there's the sky also, the sky itself. That is the whole space of human experience. If it's not so easy to see the knowing, it's possible to ask the question, what knows this? We don't exactly get an answer, but there may be kind of a shift in experience. What knows this? And then we can rest with that shift. So let go of directing your practice. It's all just happening. There's a saying in Zen, the great way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. Few minutes, the meditation will be over and the conditions will shift. And yet it will be the same set of experiences, sounds, various other sensations of the body, including seeing, various movements in the mind, emotions, thoughts, volitions to do things, and the knowing of those things, because the mind has awareness. Just the proportion is going to change. It's interesting to consider, could we carry this sense of inclusiveness, of wholeness, into the changed conditions of being more in the world? And what benefit might that offer if we came with a sense of open receptiveness? We'll still take actions, volitions will happen, things may come about. But somehow that's determined by the needs of the moment. Sometimes it's said that it's not that we're going to become free, it's that the world is going to become free of us. And so our experience goes on. But there's not so much interference or obstruction from me needing for things to happen a certain way, me needing my preferences to be taken care of. It's a whole different way of being. One that serves everyone, ourself included, but the whole situation that we're in becomes what we serve.